With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So Reddit went nuts with the, this is the title of the Reddit thread. What's the most entitled behavior you've seen from an airline passenger? And so we like to call this flight follies.
Yeah.
We want to hear what's the like lately, is it COVID? But like there are full on brawls on aircraft.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cause somebody's mass isn't like go high or like what? I don't
tensions, tempers. Yeah.
Why?
Everyone's judging.
So there was a story where there's a woman who got booted off a Spirit Airlines flight. You got to imagine to get kicked off a Spirit.
I was going to say,
I mean,
that's tough to do. I'm kind of impressed by this lady, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're in that bar that's built out of cinder blocks, there's no windows or anything, and the bouncer's like, you got to go. It's like, holy, what?
Right.
What did I do? How do I get? Yeah. She apparently started smoking on the plane.
Oh come on. And she's going to be the victim now.
She started blowing the smoke on passengers' faces. You got to assume there's a certain level of alcohol involved in this here situation.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just somebody who thinks they're more important than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Steve, you're not going to like this.
What?
But more often than not, you've dated flight attendants.
Yeah.
Look, I know they're an important part of it, but every once in a while, they make their job seem like... I've had run-ins with flight attendants that were like, they act like they're flying the plane and they've put the wheels on the plane and like their job is so... I remember I got on a plane and in the very... Like it was when it's first class and then whatever economy plus it is or whatever the next area.
Past the curtain there, yeah.
Yes. And so I opened my thing, the bin, and there was a pillow there.
Yep.
So I grabbed the pillow and I set it down and she's like... And as I put my head on, she's like, that's a first class pillow. And I'm like, didn't know there was a difference. She's like, well, there is. I'm like, well, it was in this thing. She's like, no, you reached across. I'm like, I didn't though. And so we're literally having a tug of war. And it's like, are you like, this is, we're going to die on this hill right now. Every first class passenger's already got a pillow, but they're, in case one of them needs two for their sciatica, like we're at it. And she's like, you don't understand. You don't deserve that pillow.
You didn't, because you didn't pay.
It doesn't matter. It was in my bin.
That your bin?
That's what's in the Economy Plus. That's
the
my bin.
The aircraft's bin, second of all.
Oh, my God. He's defending the flight attendant.
Listen, buddy, I'd back you up, but I fly too much.
That's my pillow, Amber. Is that not my pillow?
There's a federal regulation and rule for
Don't you dare bring the FAA into a pillow fight.
Because she has the FAA. Those people that are back.
The future farmers of America?
Yes, homemakers.
You spent way too much time in the Dakotas. The FFA's got her back, bro!
Yep.
I had to give the pillow back. And I'm like, do you honestly think anybody wants a pillow? Because my face has already been on it.
Everyone's face, they don't clean those. By the way, while you're grabbing it, they don't clean
it. Well, because I wanted a pillow. It was a longer flight. It was across country.
But know your place, which is back.
And I think that's what hurt me the most, because I was a hair bag still. I had the longer hair, and it was like, you don't deserve that pillow. And I was just like,
She was judging you.
She profiled
you.
She did, but I still had Economy Plus. I almost deserve it.
Oh.
Economy Plus is
a little more
legroom.
Most
of the time BS.
Ah,
it's like, it's not that much more legroom.
I know.
Only on a couple different planes. The planes make the difference.
Truth.
There was one time that I did get upgraded, like, for free randomly, and it was a lot different. I was shocked.
Like, if you're on a 777 or a 787, Economy Plus is almost there.
It's, yeah.
But you should have known your place. And...
No, I wanted to start a waylay on the... All right, so here's what we're going to do. We want to hear your flight folly stories. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. Steve was like complaining about...
He's real fired up about
this. I just want to say, I'd love to hear the story that you read from Reddit.
Yeah.
But the entire time, I'm going to bring up Future Farmers of America. I'm literally going to poke holes in your story.
I also think it's funny. He's so angry about this. This is the man who road trips.
Yes.
Instead of flying.
True.
Okay,
so what happened?
I just feel bad for the other customers on this flight.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're empathy. Nothing if not empathetic.
Right.
That word. Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying that word thing out.
You're trying it on.
You're just missing the M. You're
okay.
mostly pathetic.
There's a woman with a service dog. She comes on a plane. She sat in the front row of seats. After pre-boarding, a very drunk man, his wife, and their baby came on the plane. The man demanded that the service dog woman move because he wanted the front seats for his family. When she told him that she wouldn't move, he began grabbing her bags, throwing them in the aisle.
He started touching her.
Did.
Okay, yeah, no.
The
that's
attendants
not,
got
that's
involved. No. They came and told him he couldn't move a passenger seat. He grabbed the service dog by the harness and tried to yank that.
You're
dog
not
out
allowed
of the way.
To touch a service dog.
You are not. Okay.
Right?
So this is definitely a flight folly.
So, yeah, so finally the guy chills out and he's about to go back to his seat in the back of the plane and stuff. And that's where he knocks into a woman who apparently has a cane and she has a back brace, full leg brace. I'm going, What kind of flight is this? How many wheelchair? They're exaggerating. He's knocking into this woman who has Alzheimer's, and then knocked into the guy with the back brace, and then knocked into the guy.
Maybe it's a flight to
life.
To know
what,
where?
No?
Do you know where the Mayo Clinic is?
Yeah, that's in Rochester, Minnesota.
There you go. It's a flight to Minnesota.
It was actually a flight from Seattle.
If it was going to Minnesota, that's why there was hurt people on it.
It's like
everybody's going to the Mayo. There's a woman with a service dog. It stands to reason there'd be a lot of hurt people on that flight.
All right, okay.
They're all headed to St. Jude's or heading to...
But the odds this guy hit them all on his way back down the...
So that's what you're mad about? The fact that... It wasn't the fact that this drunk... A-hole.
I'll give you that.
Like, manhandles her dog
right.
and her luggage
and, her.
And demands seats like an entitled child.
Ugh. But when you tell the story, I get you can exaggerate, but every passenger on this plane is an invalid. It's like they're more of a victim than...
This was fact-checked on Reddit, so it's true.
Yeah, if it's on Reddit, it's gotta be true. Do you ever sit in the aisle and the flight attendants can't stop hitting you?
With their beverage cart?
They've hit me with the cart so many times.
Why is your leg in the aisle?
Not my leg, my arms. And I'm not beefy, but it's like somehow they come by. It's like they're like, poof, and like hit you right in the stinger spot of your elbow. And Amber, what was your bathroom wound real quick?
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of elbows, it was turbulent.
Ooh.
This man gets up and falls into this woman, elbows her in the face. Bloodies her nose, probably breaking it. And his response as a woman come to defend the lady, no, no, it's fine. I'm a platinum frequent flyer.
So turbulence doesn't
the
apply
audacity.
To him?
He's
yeah,
a higher
I guess
form
so.
Of life. So he
karma came right back around, though. He went in the bathroom and peed all over himself.
Yes!
Oh, because of all the...
Yeah, have you because of the turbulence.
Have
yes.
you ever hit your face while you're... Like, because I've been
in
the
bathroom.
Dude, the thing is right here, Amber, like you always sit.
Yeah.
But like, the bulkhead like kind of goes at an angle. And so I'm just standing there peeing. And then there's a turbulent thing. And you, like, I face planted into it.
Ow, and gross.
This is why.
The
FFA says, never get up during a turbulent flight.
No, I thought they said feed cattle corn only.
Oh, yeah, the FAA, them, too.
All right, so if you've had a flight folly, what's the most ridiculous thing has happened? I was going to say a flight attendant did, because I was trying to make it about that. But Amber wants to fly some more, so
yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen on a flight? First one is Paul.
Yay.
Paul, you are disguised per your request. What was your flight folly?
So I'm a pilot for an airline out of Denver. We were delayed on the ramp for 2 hours. The gate was pushed, so we couldn't really unload when we were all stuck on a plane together.
You've already been pushed back?
Go back. Yeah, we were already pushed back.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Just waiting. And there's a thunderstorm. So I go over to the back of the plane to get a snack out of the bin. And a flight attendant on our flight told me, those aren't for you. Those are for the passengers. Get your hands out of it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
She grounded him after that.
In front of all the passengers. And I was just like, all right. And I turned around and walked away.
Yep.
Whoa.
Technically, she's right. It's
her. Okay. Stop defending them.
Paul will back me up on this. It's her cabin. Yes, Paul, it's your plane.
According to her, it is her cabin, but it is our airplane.
There it is.
Okay, if the pilot needs a snack because his blood sugar is a little low or whatever 100%. He needs, yes.
Because then he couldn't hit the autopilot button.
Oh, my God, Steve.
Okay.
You've chosen sides today, haven't you? Yes, you have.
No, Paul.
I hope you fly his airline. That is one of the worst things I've ever heard. You, like, give the man a...
Yeah,
I'll give up mine. If I was sitting near the back, I'd be like, give him my goldfish.
Because the customers paid for those snacks.
Shut your mouth. No, they... Okay. Paul, that is an amazing flight folly story. Thank you for the call. Wow. Candace?
Yay.
Flight follies.
So I never do the thing where you show up at the airport the 2.5 hours early that they say you're supposed to.
Yep.
But I did it when I was flying back to Colorado from Mexico. As you know, foreign country. Didn't really know what to expect. Waited in line for 2 hours just to check the bags. And so that's not even through security or anything yet. So barely made it to the flight. That's good news, right?
Yeah.
But then I get home and all the jewelry I had in my checked bags was gone.
Bastard.
That's what was taking them so long to screen.
That's
they were shopping.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my
it
God.
All makes sense.
Yeah, you carry everything.
Yeah.
Amber, like, Amber spent 2 weeks in another country with a carry-on. I do not know how a human... I go away for 3 days. Steve goes away for 2 days.
Right.
He's got, like, a thing of Bounty paper towels and Charmin.
I'm exclusively carry-on.
That's smart. Thank you for the call, Candace. That's
bull.
Yeah, bummer. Lindsay?
Yay!
Flight Follies, what happened to you?
So, it's... a flight attendant story, which I know you'll love. There was a family of four, and they were all wearing masks, and there was two kids. That was about a three-year-old and a one-year-old. Okay. The three-year-old had a mask on, but then the one-year-old, of course, didn't wear a mask, and the flight attendant basically kicked him off the flight.
The flight attendants don't make the federal laws. No, they're there to enforce
them. No, but it's two and under. The CDC has said two and under don't have to. It's up to the discretion of the...
Oh.
So that there are flight attendants who are getting a little uppity, and it's like, you can't get a one-year-old to leave them.
It's physically impossible
unless you tape it on their face.
But when they're flip-flopping the laws, every like, this week it's this way, next week it's that way.
Yeah.
Well, they kicked them off the flight because their one-year-old would not wear a mask.
That's...
And the one-year-old transmit the disease that
okay. Steve, shut up, dude. That's you. I hope all the flight attendants are lining up at your house tonight because you are definitely you have chosen a side.
He really
are
has.
They hot?
Yes, thank you, Lindsay. Phoebe,
yay,
flight follies. What happened to you?
Some guy with big knees wouldn't let me recline my seat 2 inches. And he kicked me clear out of my seat. He kicked the seat so hard, he called the flight attendant and demanded I be thrown, not off the plane, but thrown into another section. They totally made him get up and move, and he pouted the entire time.
good. That is, I like that.
Yeah.
If somebody kicks the back of my chair, you're five. If you're a five-year-old, you can do it. But if you're a grown-ass man.
A five-year-old, you're allowed to.
You're not allowed, but I understand because you don't know any better. Mm-hmm. That guy knew better.
Oh,
there's no flight attendants in this, so how are you going to pick a side?
I know. I was
how do you say the clothing company, Ralph?
It's Lauren.
Lauren?
It's Lauren.
Lauren.
It's Lauren.
No, because T-Hack, our producer, told us to pronounce your name like Ralph that, but it's like, that doesn't help me. I don't know how to say it right. Lauren. Lauren.
Yes.
What's your flight folly story?
Walking onto the plane, and I saw a guy totally hack a loogie into his jacket.
No.
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
into his
and I was like, into his jacket, like he was going to save it for later.
Oh, my God.
Did he?
Did you sit next to him?
No. Thank goodness it was Southwest, so I kept walking.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.